This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today participated in the session on environment, COP30, and global health on the second day of BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro. In his intervention, Mr. Modi said that for India, climate justice is no alternative but a moral duty. The Prime Minister also held bilateral meetings with Bolivian President Luis Arce Catacora and President of Uruguay, Yamando Orsi, on the sidelines of the summit. The Prime Minister will depart to Brasilia, the capital of Brazil, for a state visit. It is only after a period of 57 years that an Indian Prime Minister is here for a state visit. Indian Ambassador to Brazil Dinesh Bhatia informed that 4 MOUs will be signed during the Prime Minister's state visit on 8th of this month. This will be on working together on counter-terrorism to mutually share confidential information, cooperate in renewable energy and agriculture research. Earlier participating in the outreach session on the first day of the BRICS summit, Prime Minister Modi said that no country should weaponize critical minerals, technology and supply chains to further its own selfish gain. He said in addition to greater cooperation in critical minerals and technology, there is a need to focus on securing and making their supply chains resilient. Addressing the Media Secretary Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, Damu Ravi said, Prime Minister Modi strongly articulated the need for reform in the multilateral global organizations. The Secretary said that condemnation of the Pahalgam terrorist attack in the strongest terms, unanimously by all the countries, was another highlight of the summit. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the valour displayed during Operation Sindoor and demonstration of the capability of domestic equipment has further increased the global demand for indigenous products. He said the world is looking at the country's defence sector with new respect. Mr. Singh was addressing the Controllers' Conference of the Defence Accounts Department in New Delhi today. A special dedicated web portal will be available for self-enumeration during the upcoming census. It will be available for both the phases of Census 2027. In a series of social media posts, the Registrar General and Census Commissioner of India said it will be the first digital census in the country and the data will be collected using mobile apps in English, Hindi and regional languages. The census will be conducted in two phases. Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal announced 5,000 crore rupees initiatives to boost the waterways and maritime sector in Northeast region. Speaking in Guwahati, he highlighted major port expansions, rising cruise tourism and plans to train 50,000 youth for maritime jobs. New tourism and cargo jetties will be built in Silghat, Nemati, Vishwanath Ghat and Guijan with 300 crore rupees investment. In Chhattisgarh, a Maoist was killed in an encounter with security forces. The encounter took place in the National Park area of Bijapur district in Bastar division today. The killed Maoist had a reward of 8 lakh rupees on his head. Police recovered the body of the killed Maoist along with one rifle and large quantity of explosives from the spot. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said that relief work is continuously being carried out in all areas of the state affected by rain and landslides. He said that restoration work is underway near Silai Band on the Yamunotri route in Uttarkashi district where a major landslide damaged the road. A Bailey bridge is being constructed at the site and is expected to be operational in the next few days.
मौसम विभाग जैसी भविष्यवाणी कर रहा है उसके आधार पर हम काम कर रहे हैं और उत्तरकाशी क्षेत्र में दो स्थानों पर जो सड़क मार्ग हमारा पूरी तरह से कट गया है सिलाई बैंड के पास बड़ा एक लैंडस्लाइड हुआ था उस पर काम चल रहा है जल्दी से जल्दी बैली ब्रिज जोड़ने की वहां पर योजना चल रही है संभवतः एक दो दिन में वहां पर बैली ब्रिज बन जाएगा इसी प्रकार से अन्य स्थानों पर भी जो आपदा आई है चाहे वो रुद्रप्रयाग और चमोली जनपद में हो या उत्तरकाशी में हो सभी स्थानों पर बचाव और राहत कार्य लगातार निरंतर रूप से चलाए जा रहे हैं एसटीआरएफ एनडीआरएफ सभी प्रबंधन विभाग पूरी तरह से सक्रिय होकर हर प्रकार से सहायता में लगा हुआ है
In Wimbledon tennis, the round of 16 is underway today with plenty of stars in action on day 8. In men's singles match of Novak Djokovic against Alex de Minaur is underway while Jannik Sinner will lock horns with Grigor Dimitrov later this evening. Earlier, Flavio Cobillo beat Marin Siliski. In the women's singles, Iga Swiatek and Emma Navarro will take the court later this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.